Welcome to Delaware. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. First Lady Jill Biden has tested negative for COVID-19, and the White House says she'll join President Biden later today. She tested positive on Tuesday while on vacation in South Carolina, so she remained there to isolate. Members of President Biden's cabinet will be fanning out across the country. They'll travel to 23 states to promote the Inflation Reduction Act that he signed into law last week.
This is not a Biden thing. This is a cabinet thing. And chances are, if you're at a town hall meeting or a state fair in the next couple days, you could see a Biden secretary.
Fox says Peter Ducey in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, not one Republican supported the spending bill. A new nuclear deal with Iran doesn't appear to be imminent, but a senior U.S. official tells Fox a deal is closer than it was 2 weeks ago.
There are still disagreements on both sides, but the hope is for a breakthrough soon. One key sticking point is the terrorism status of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. President Biden says that's not negotiable. The original 2015 deal also limited how much uranium Iran could enrich, preventing the country from developing a nuclear weapons program.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Axios is reporting that White House officials have been trying to reassure Israel that the U.S. has not agreed to new concessions. Another $800 million in U.S. military aid will be sent to Ukraine. That has House Republican Greg Stube asking questions.
Did the weapons that we transferred actually get into the Ukrainians' hands? Have they been utilized? Have they been spent? Do they need more? What is the status of all of this? Have the money gone to oligarchs in Ukraine? We don't know.
The Florida congressman is a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. He was on Fox and Friends Weekend. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
They counted the votes twice and got the same outcome. A Kansas recount reaffirms that voters want reproductive rights preserved.
A hand recount from 8 of 9 Kansas counties confirms that voters soundly rejected a proposal to remove protections for abortion rights from the state constitution. If approved, the changes would have provided an opportunity for further restrictions or a ban on abortion. The 9 counties were required to conduct the hand recount at the request of 2 anti-abortion activists who questioned election procedures. One county did not meet Saturday's 5 p.m. deadline. In all, fewer than 35 votes were altered due to human error. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
A 2-year-old child has been taken from her parents after police in Georgia say bags of drugs were found in their car next to a McDonald's Happy Meal. Deputies say the car smelled of marijuana. They also say when the mother was asked to exit the vehicle, she could hardly walk. No one ever said parenting is easy. It's also pretty expensive.
According to analysis by the Brookings Institution, the cost of raising a child through the age of 17 has risen upward of $300,000. That's a 9% increase from previous estimates. The average cost of raising a child born in 2015 was just over $233,000. Brookings used data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in 2017 and updated it to account for the higher inflation rates the country is currently seeing. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The bride wore white, and so did everyone else. All-white attire was requested by Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, who held their second wedding ceremony last night at Affleck's 87-acre Georgia estate. Their first ceremony was in Las Vegas. One man left the star-studded party in an ambulance. It's unclear what happened. Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.